you so much for letting me be here today.
真感谢大家能够让我今天与你们同在。
We're so blessed to worship together with you guys on a weekly basis, and so it's awesome we get the chance to actually be here too in the midst of the service.
那真的是与你们每周都一起敬拜，是我们一个莫大的祝福。
I was hoping my wife and our child would be here, but it looks like he kind of had an accident a little while ago, so just, yeah, so she had to change him and stuff.
OK, 那本来是我太太和我的孩子想跟大家在一起，但是呢有一点点小状况，所以没能跟你们同在今天。
So you might see her sneak in the back.
那她可能等会儿就从后面走进来。
We as a church, if you've seen the house and the worship center, we're starting a series called Gods of War.
那如果你们在这个敬拜中心的话，可能看到我们作为整个教会有一个要一起学习的一个目标，就是在战争中的诸神。
I know that some of you have joined some small groups that are studying this book as well.
那我知道你们当中有一些人呢，参与了一些查经小组来想要一起学习。
This study has brought to the forefront the idea of idolatry in our culture.
那这个学习呢，就是把我们文化当中的许多偶像的东西放到了前面。
So as I studied for today and prayed, I discovered 1 Corinthians 10, and I think it has a word for us today.
那当我在为今天的信息祷告的时候，我发现在哥林多前书十章的时候，就有一些信息与这个是有关系的。
Now you may have heard it read or read it and said, wow, this is kind of a depressing passage.
那你可能听到或者甚至读到了，说这一章真是，这一节真的是一个让人沮丧的一段经文。
But I believe it has some hope in the end too.
但是我也相信他有他自己的目的。
So we're going to ask the question, do we have idols in our life, or do we know that God is more faithful than idols?
所以我们要问自己的一个问题，我们的生活当中有没有偶像？另外一个问题就是，神是不是比这些偶像要更加的信实？
Corinthians was written by the Apostle Paul to the church at Corinth.
那我们知道哥林多前书，哥林多书是使徒保罗给哥林多的当地的人写的。
And they lived in a world very similar to ours, where idolatry was very prevalent.
那当时的他们的社会与我们现今非常的相似，有非常多的众多的偶像在社会上。
So in this passage, he's giving warnings from Israel's history and then explaining what they need to do.
那这段经文呢，就是保罗给哥林多人的他们的一段警告，同时呢，也与我们今天有关系。
So let's take a look at some of these warnings from Israel's history.
那我们就要看一下这个保罗所提炼出来的这些在以色列历史上的一些令人警告人的事情。
First, verse 6 says they set their hearts on evil things.
那第六节就说，他们贪恋恶事。
Set their hearts means to desire evil or to crave evil.
那贪恋意思就是说是把心放在什么上面，就是说要是贪恋是渴求。
I think an example could be Adam and Eve.
那一个例子就是亚当和夏娃的例子。
Think of them, they lived in a world where they had everything they could imagine.
那想一下，他们在一个世界中生活，他们拥有所有能想象拥有到的事情，想要想象的事情。
The world was perfectly created, and God described it as good.
那这个世界呢，当时是被完美的创造了出来，那神给予他们供给他们任何所需要的东西。
They were even walking with God.
他们甚至与神同行。
Can you imagine walking with God?
你能想象与神同行吗？
The only law that God had given them was that they could not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
那神给他们唯一的一个命令，就是不能在这个知识树上的这个善恶知识树上的果子，他们不能吃。
The serpent, though, he used deception to have Adam and Eve start doubting both God's word and His character.
那但是这个蛊蛇呢，就让他们来怀疑神的话语，甚至神的这个神的个性。
If you notice in the passage, it says, the serpent says, "Did God really say?"
那你要注意，在这个经文中，他讲到古蛇说，是不是神真的这么说？
And after that temptation, even though they had every pleasure that they could imagine, the desire and pleasure of the one thing they couldn't have tempted them.
那就是他们有很多的欲望，那这个欲望是一直在就是说是在试炼着他们。
Genesis 3:6 says, when the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food, pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it.
所以那就是在这个创世纪三章里面，就说这个夏娃看见这个果子好做食物，也悦人眼目，且是可喜爱的，使人有智慧，就摘下果子来吃了。
She set her heart, she craved evil.
那他把这个自己的心放在罪恶的事情上。
And once this happened, from that time forward, we're born with an inclination to sin, to desire evil and to crave evil.
当这件事情发生了之后呢，我们所有的人一生下来就有一个天然的倾向，是要把心放在这个罪恶的事情上。
I work with Chris Gaglione that you may have met.
我认识一个叫 Chris 的人，可能你们见过他。
One day I found out that he was trying to eat healthy.
那有一天呢，他跟我发现他想要吃饮食更健康一点。
My wife had made these cookies with chocolate on the inside.
那我的太太呢就做了一些曲奇饼干，里面有巧克力块。
So I came by his desk and I said, "Hey man, you want a cookie?"
那所以我到他的书桌前旁边就说，哎，你想不想吃一点这个曲奇饼啊？
As a very good to his diet, he said no.
那他坚持他的这个饮食习惯，所以他说不吃。
But I felt kind of mischievous that day.
那我看到了他其实那天有一点情绪不太稳定。
So I said, you know, my wife might be kind of hurt if you don't take a cookie.
那我就说，你知道吗？如果你连一个我老婆做的这个曲奇饼都不吃，她有可能感觉上感情会受伤。
And finally, Chris said, "Okay, I'll take one."
所以 Chris 最后说，好吧，那我就吃一块吧。
That day, I was temptation for Chris.
那一天呢，我就是 Chris 的这个引诱。
And I was trying to offer the one thing that he couldn't have.
那我就是要提供，要给他一个他其实不应该拿的东西。
What we see from Paul here is that he's saying it's easy to set your hearts on evil things.
那我们看到保罗在这里讲说，那把心放在罪恶的事情上是很容易的一件事情。
And even though God spoke to Israel and cared for Israel and loved Israel, they still struggled not to set their hearts on evil things.
所以即使是像神非常这么的爱以色列，向他们说话，他们依然把心放在这个罪恶的事情上。
Another thing he says is that they became idolaters.
那另外的一件事情就是讲他们变成他们奸淫。
Because they struggled to not set their heart on evil, this developed into idolatry.
对，不是奸淫，是他们变成了拜偶像者，那他们的心就变成了拜偶像的心。
As an example, let's think of the Exodus.
那我们就想一下这个出埃及记，举例。
The Israelites were in slavery for several hundred years, and they had no hope.
那以色列人呢？他们在埃及做了好几百年的奴隶，他们没有希望。
They were worked to the bone, and they had no freedom.
他们精疲力竭的工作着，但是他们没有任何的自由。
So God showed up to Moses at the burning bush and sent him to free Israel.
那神就在这个燃烧的荆棘之中向摩西显现，要让他带领以色列人能够获得自由。
Then when Pharaoh didn't let them go, God sent the miraculous 10 plagues to free them.
法老不愿意让他们离开，那但是神就用神迹奇事让他们以色列遭受十灾。
Sometimes I think we think the buffalo snow should have been one of the 10 plagues, right?
那所以说我们觉得这个水牛城的这个这么大的雪呀，真的是可能也许应该算作那个十灾中之一了。
After this, they were stuck and they were going to be killed by Pharaoh, and so God opened up the Red Sea.
那之后呢，他们就被困住了，他们被法老追兵追逐，那神就打开了红海。
Then he provided manna and quail and water in the desert and guided them with a cloud by day and night.
那神呢就在沙漠之中向他们提供了玛拿、鹌鹑和水，而且在日间用、云柱，晚间用火柱来引导他们。
Despite all of this, worshiping and honoring God was not enough.
即使是这样子呢，他们向神敬拜，去尊荣神也是不够的。
When Moses went up on the mountain to get the Ten Commandments, they built a golden calf.
那当摩西到大山里面去、获得这个领取十诫的时候呢，他们就自己 就造了一个金牛犊。
If you look at verse 7, that is a reference back to this moment.
那你们看到第七节呢，其实就是讲到了这一段历史。
In the actual passage in Exodus, it's one of what I think are one of the most funniest verses in the Bible.
那其实我觉得这段在出埃及记中的这段经文是整个圣经中特别有趣的一段。
Moses asked Aaron, "What happened while he was young?"
那个摩西就问亚伦说，我离开的时候发生了什么事情啊？
Aaron said, "We put this gold stuff into the cauldron, and out popped a golden calf."
那亚伦就说呢，我们就把这些金子都汇集到一起，那直接就有这么一个金牛犊出来了。
But idolatry spread from this point to be something that consistently hindered Israel for centuries.
那这个他们这个拜偶像的事情呢，就是使得以色列有数个世纪，他们都是阻止他们和神。
They kept going back to the gods of the people around them.
那他们就一直、在返回去相信他们以前相信的神。
Verse 8 here references commonly the gods of Baal and Ashtoreth, which were the greatest idols which involved different sexual practices.
那第八节呢，就是说讲到了我们不要行奸淫。
So Israel became idolaters.
所以以色列人变成了这个拜偶像的。
They tested, the third thing is that they tested the Lord and they grumbled.
那第三件事情呢，就是他们这个要试探神，而且在抱怨。
Verse 9 and 10 says that the main reason idolatry was so powerful is because they continually grumbled about their situation and they chose not to trust God in faith for the things that happened.
那他们就是这九节十节就是说这个拜偶像呢是如此的有破坏力，他们就一直是要，来甚至来试探主。
The reference is back to the Israelites in the desert.
那他这个讲的就是以色列人他们在旷野之中的这段历史。
Verse 9 says that they grumbled about water and food and everything, and snakes were sent as punishment.
那他们就是讲在沙漠之中，以色列人抱怨要食物要水，然后就有蛇把他们所灭。
Verse 10 references Korah's rebellion when the people rebelled against Moses' leadership because of their grumbling.
第十节呢，就是讲他们在面对摩西，他们发怨言，他们这个抱怨摩西，不想让他做这个领袖。
They were unsatisfied and unable to be patient with God's working in the world.
他们即使是神在世上为他们有这样的神迹奇事，他们依然不满，依然抱怨。
How are we with patience?
我们有没有耐心呢？
I think one of the greatest tests is traffic. If you get stuck in traffic, right?
那当我们在这个交通阻塞的情况下，一个很大的一个这个例子就是在交通阻塞的情况下，我们有没有耐心？
So these are all the warnings from Israel's history.
所以这都是来自于以色列历史的一些警告。
Paul then turns his attention to warning the Corinthians, and I think warning us as well.
所以保罗接下来就开始警告哥林多人，同时也是在警告我们每个人。
Verse 12 says, "If you think you are standing firm, be careful, because idolatry is more tempting than we realize."
所以你们第十二节说，自以为站得稳的需要谨慎，免得跌倒，因为有些试探是不是那么能够承受得住的。
Paul's warning to the Corinthians is don't think that you are too good for these temptations.
所以保罗就对哥林多人说，你们不要以为自己特别的好，能够忍受这些试探。
I doubt you can be more powerful than you think.
那这个拜偶像真的是比你想象的要更严重。
Sometimes I think we look back in the Bible and say, silly people, I can't believe they did these things.
那当有时候呢，我们读圣经的时候，我们就会说，哎呀，这些人真是愚蠢啊，他真的不可想象他们能做这样的事。
You may say, I'm not an idol worshiper.
你可说我根本不是一个拜偶像的人。
I don't have wooden carvings somewhere or stone statues.
我根本没有一个什么，一个神龛啊，或者说是一个石头的一个雕像啊，都没有。
But there are gods at war all around us that are easy to fall into.
但是呢，在我们生活周围有非常多的假神。
Like Adam and Eve, we may be deceived to doubt God's word and His character, and decide that we crave the very things we're told not to have.
那就像亚当和夏娃一样，我们是怀疑神的话语，怀疑神的。美善的本性，然后就做做这个犯罪的事情。
Like the Israelites, we might have even been freed from sin and death like they were, and miraculously saved, and yet we might run to useless idols.
那就是像这群以色列人，他们被在奴役之地拯救过来，而且有很多的神迹的见证，依然还是去犯罪，变拜偶像。
We might have everything that God provides, and we're still impatient for our will.
那我们也许有从神而来的所有的供应，然而我们还是有可能会失去耐心。
In all these things, we fall into idolatry.
所有这些事情呢，都会落入这个拜偶像的事情。
Some examples are food, sex, entertainment, money, power, work, school, family, even ourselves.
举例来说，有些事情就是比如说饮食、性、娱乐、权力、工作，甚至我们自己等等。
And we could say that these things are not gods in our lives, but think about these questions.
那我们可以说，这些东西根本在我们生活中不是神啊，但是我们想一想这个问题。
What do you give most of your time, money, and thought to?
那你把自己最多的时间和金钱与心思花在哪个方面上？
Is it God or something else?
是神呢，还是其他的事情？
What do you get most frustrated about?
那你最觉得沮丧失败的时候是什么？
Is it when we don't get enough time with God, or when something else gets taken away?
那是你没有时间与神同在呢，还是说你东西被拿走了？
What are we most possessive about?
我们自己真的想要拥有的东西是什么？
Is it work, school, or relationship?
是工作、学业，或者是关系吗？
When Janelle and I found out that we were pregnant, we started praying for our son.
那当我太太发现她怀孕的时候，我们就开始为我们的儿子祷告。
We wanted to love him as much as we could.But wanted to make sure that we didn't form an idol in our lives.
那我们想要确认，我们真的是尽可能的爱他，但是我们也同时不要形成一个新的一个偶像。
Anyone that has kids can probably understand that your child can be almost a huge distraction from God.
那所有有这个孩子的家庭都可能意识到，真的是这个小孩都可能成为一个取代神的一个偶像。
Because you love them so much.
因为你爱他们是如此之多。
So there was one day where we just stood there together and prayed.
所以有一天呢，我们就一起站着祷告。
And in that moment, we asked God to help us love him as much as we could.
那就是求神来帮助我们尽可能的去爱他。
But also to remember that we are simply stewards of Judah.
那所以我们也同时提醒我们，我们只是这个 Judah 就是他们孩子的这个管家而已。
In the end, he's still God.
那这个最终呢，他依然是个神。
So even in very, very, very good things like family, we can form idols.
所以即使是非常非常美好的事情，我们都可能树立一个偶像。
So what's the promise?
所以什么是应许呢？
The promise is that God pursues us.
那个应许就是神在追寻我们。
In verse 13, it says that God is faithful.
在第十四节的时候讲到神是信实的。
Whether it's Adam and Eve, Exodus, idol worship of the Israelites, God never let them go.
那不管是这个亚当夏娃还是这个以色列的这个拜偶像的人，神从来没有放弃他们。
Even when he did send them into exile, he did it because he wanted them to be with him.
那即使是神要把他们驱逐出去，他也是想要与他们同在。
And even in the exile, God was with them.
即使是他们被驱逐出去，神也与他们同在。
Think about it. Is an idol capable of anything?
想一下，这个偶像他们能做什么事情？
There's a passage in Isaiah that talks about idols being made of the same wood that you light a fire with.
那这个以赛亚书讲到这个偶像呢，就用木头所造，就是你这个烧的这个炉火的木头一样的木头。
They're incapable of anything.
他们不能做任何事情。
Your idol is incapable of satisfying any of the deepest yearnings of your soul.
这些偶像绝对不可能满足你灵魂中最深处的那些需要。
Your work may satisfy your drive to accomplish for a while, but you will never know true satisfaction until your work is underneath your passion for the mission of God.
那所以表面上他们有可能暂时的给你一些满足感，但是最深处他不可能像神的话语那样满足你。
Your school may take all of your time and energy, but not...
你们的学业有可能使得你花最多的时间和你的精力。
But knowledge by itself is actually destructive unless the knowledge is underneath your passion for the mission of God.
那如果说你不了解你真正神为你的这个你的服事、你的事工的目的的话，那他你花这些时间和精力是就是说是有害的。
Your pleasures may feel good for a time, but they always leave you empty.
那你的这些享乐有时候会让你一时的愉悦，但是呢你完了之后就觉得很空白。
But God always fills us up.
但是神永远使我们满足。
God is more faithful than idols.
神比任何的偶像都信实。
Another promise is that God promises hope.
那第二个应许就是神应许了他的希望。
Verse 13 says he will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear.
那神在第十三节的说你们所遇见的试探无非是人所能受的。
He does not let us in a place without hope.
他不会让我们进入一个绝望的境地。
Idols, if followed completely, always leave us in a dark and empty place.
如果你真的是全心的去跟随这个偶像的话，你就会发现你会进入一个完全黑暗的境地。
God, on the other hand, is the one who frees us.
在另一方面，神，然而神则会使我们得自由。
He always promises hope and a future.
神永远应许给我们盼望和未来。
Adam and Eve, the Israelites, they were always promised a hope and a way out.
那亚当和夏娃以及以色列人，他们永远都有来自于神的应许。
So if you have an idol in your life, God promises a way out from that.
所以如果你生命当中有这个偶像，神也有应许说有一个脱离这些偶像的出口。
And the final promise is that God provides for us.
那最后的一个应许就是神的供应。
It says, but when you are tempted, he will always provide a way out so that you can stand up under it.
所以在受试探的时候，总要给你们开一条出路，叫你们能够忍受得住。
The word pictures an army trying to get through the pass of a mountain.
say it again, please.
It pictures like an army getting stuck and then trying to get through the pass of a mountain.
Okay, 那它描绘的就是一个整个一个军团在这个深山之中受困。但是呢又找到了一个出路能够出去。
So God provides a way out from the temptation of idolatry.
所以这个神呢就为我们的试探提供了一个出路。
So are you stuck in temptation to an idol today?
那你们今天有没有在这个偶像之中受到试探呢？
God always provides a way out.
神永远都为你们开一条出路。
Today he is calling to us all.
他 的这个呼召是对我们每个人的。
Asking for us to come out from idolatry and come to Him.
能够走出偶像的试探，能够走进他的荣耀。
The one who pursues.
他啊、追寻我们。
Promises hope.
啊、他为我们应许希望。
And provides for us.
并且为我们供应。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you so much for the opportunity to hear from your word today.
天父啊，我们为今天能够有机会与你啊、在这里听到你的话语，向你献上感谢。
I just pray that you would help reveal any kind of idols that are in our lives.
真的是祷告，求你能够向我们显现啊、有我们生活中有哪些偶像。
Please shine your light in our hearts.
请你的啊、光光照我们的心。
And remind us that you are a God who always pursues us.
啊，提醒我们，你是一个永远啊追寻我们的神。
I pray for anyone that might feel lost today.
那我为今天啊有任何感觉自己迷失的人祷告。
I pray they wouldn't leave here today without realizing that you are the only way to heaven.
那我祷告他们今天离开这里，就切实地感受到你是通向天堂的唯一的途径。
That you're the only place we can find hope.
那是你是我们唯一能找到盼望的地方。
In your name we pray.
奉你的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.